Jakarta. Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia possesses highly strategic mineral and coal resources that serve as one of the main pillars of national development, while also playing an important role in driving the global economy. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia, in his speech at the Mineral and Coal Convention Expo 2025 on Wednesday in Jakarta, said Indonesia's mining sector holds vast potential that plays a crucial role in improving public welfare and ensuring sustainable national economic growth. Moving on to West Sumatra, that has emerged as a national leader in the shift to clean power, boasting the highest new and renewable energy potential in Indonesia, a claim that is set to redefine the province's economic future. The strategic advantage was highlighted by the chairperson of the Indonesian Electrical Power Society West Sumatra chapter, Insanul Kamil, during a statement in Padang, West Sumatra province on Wednesday, October 15. And that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Okay. next destination. In a panoramic fishing town of Labuan Bajo. A perfect retreat for peace and tranquility. And for those who seek adventure. Amazing dive sites. Magnificent underwater life in glassy seas. Exploring and discovering is never ending. Stunning landscape. Delight in the legendary Pink Beach. Uncovering Earth. See the nocturnal. And feast on the splendid scenery. Isolated to conserve. Land of the Dragons. Sanctuary for the endemic. Natural habitat of the giant lizards. Beautiful beasts. Magnificent journey into the wild. Komodo Island. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
Programs for changing countries of Indonesia.
RRA Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRA Digital.
Pernah sedalam itu tapi
it in me but now happy kamu ya paling sakit walau rasaku ini sakit tak berdarah apa rasanya jadi aku
Maisha Juan. So today, I'm so happy to be here today, and I'm gonna share a bit story about my career journey, my singing journey, everything, my entertainment journey. So, as you guys know, I'm a singer now. So I started out just singing for fun. Actually, I didn't expect it turns out so serious, this serious. Then I joined The Voice Kids Indonesia Season 3 in 2018. That was my first real taste of performing in a bigger stage. And it was scary at first, but also super exciting. I learned a lot from that show, really. After that, I started to exploring acting. I played in a web series called Mercury and a movie called Aku Bukan Jodohnya. It was different world from singing, but I really liked it actually that time, but it didn't last that long. Actually, I'm focusing a lot on content creation. My creative expression extends to social media. I gained attention for my Welcome to Indonesia content that addressing societal issues, I guess, and sparking widespread discussion that time. But anyways, later I joined X Factor Indonesia Season 3 in 2022, I guess. And somehow I made it to the top 4. I didn't think I would get that far, actually. And honestly, it was a very fun journey. I grew so much, not just in the music world, but as a person too. And now, I just released my newest single called Setidaknya. It's written by Kak Ade Govinda. I love his masterpiece so much. He wrote the song so well. So I'm gonna share a little story behind the song. It's about someone who's trying to hold on to love even when things feel really uncertain. The song tells the story of someone who's tired of hoping and stuck in a relation that is going nowhere. Yeah. The main message is about having the courage to be honest and let go instead of staying in something that is just dragging on with no clarity. So, what do you guys think? If you want to hear the full song, please check on all digital platforms. And I also have the movie clip. You can check it out. And my music records, YouTube. And please, guys, give a big thumbs up, comment, and subscribe, please. And I'm gonna sing it live, by the way. Let's go. This is Setidaknya.
Ini kisahku yang cukup berat, lelah dengan yang namanya harap. Sepertinya aku menepakmu, ada yang menyerah dan tak tentu arah. Hati tenggelam terlalu dalam, sedang kau tak berani menyelam. Bila kau tak ingin, ucapkanlah, jangan tinggal diam, bisu lalu hilang. Setidaknya aku pernah berjuang, setidaknya ingin kau juga berjuang. Meski mungkin kau ada dekat yang lain, dulu kau mengejarku bukan main. Setidaknya bilang pisah yang berani, jangan hanya bilang cinta yang bernyali. Meski cukup sedih bila kau tinggalkan, tapi lebih sedih bila aku kau gantungkan. Hati juga penuh arti, mencintalah dengan hati-hati. Bila kau tak ingin, ucapkanlah, jangan tinggal diam, bisu lalu. Setidaknya ingin kau juga berjuang. Meski mungkin kau ada dekat yang lain, dulu kau mengejar.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
At first glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sotali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the kondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Tomo village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Sigali Gali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simangali, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of manotor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simangali died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangali. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigali Gali could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Sigale-gale is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigale-gale comes from the word gale, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigale-gale is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden door move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Sigale-gale can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigale-gale's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigale-gale statue at the performance venue in Tomok, but because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest Sigale-gale statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that, but this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigale-gale statues that we can see today at the Sigale-gale performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning? Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the manor tour. What are their impressions after seeing Sigale-gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigale-gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional cloth. We wear sword for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different, both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor.
After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigale-gale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulussalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigale-gale, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigale-gale and feel entertained. I want to come here again. We actually have a lot of hopes, ma'am, especially regarding Sigale-gale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now. Thank you.
again. Trips keep tripping, grass keep falling, but don't ever let it fool you. The sun keeps shining, the rain keeps falling, the world keeps spinning around and round. So now, no more escape for the escape has grown so strong. I can do now for the light it shone me. People keep talking when the world keeps doubting you. Just remember you're beautiful, don't ever let it fool you. Listen to your heart and your soul, and not moving controls, and never lose yourself. You're set now. No one escape, but escape has grown so strong. I can deny for the light it showed me.
That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone.
Hello everyone, right now I am in Alas Malang Central Java, the central farm for durian power, the special durian from Alas Malang Central Java.
Durian is a spiky fruit. Famous for having a strong scent, durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with blackthorn, musangking, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have petruk, medan, bawor, kaligesing, and menibor. Whatever the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sardo, a durian farmer from Alas Malang, Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh panca indera kita semua.
Durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then we put it into our mouth. Well, this one is sweet, or that one is bland. And what about hearing? A ripe durian sounds lower when we strike it. Unripe one has a higher sound. Or we hear it fell in our backyard. It beams our ears, also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum ngebas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambil terdengar, berarti telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul dalam suara
is this durian right? We test by striking it.
Suara tinggi.
We know there is baritone, tenor, and bass.
Kalau ini suara
high, medium, and low. The right one is bass.
Tapi kalau suara
so we strike it.
Tuh, dipukul.
It's right. Another durian seller, Mrs. Natina, says. We also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wangi. A good durian smells good.
Bagus, wangi.
Iya. Bapak kalau beli di mana-mana.
Never buy durian with dry stem.
Ini kalau pergi jangan dibeli.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh protected by thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sardo just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decides on the straight line on the peel to easily cut it open.
Kita ambil tangannya
just
ini,
make a straight line like this.
Lepas ini. Nah. Baru
then,
pelan-pelan
we slowly can see the flash. Here
ya,
it is. Beneath the green, thick, and thorny peel is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Sambil ya. Nah.
Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. During no time, it will be a bit bitter, but has a softer texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth, and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, don't taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor. Or in Purworejo, they have the durian kaligesing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Lebih baik kita terus maju, capai mimpi yang baru. Punya pacar harus lebih baik. Punya pacar harus lebih keren. Tapi keren gak cukup. Yang paling penting kita harus bahagia. Hati-hati harus hati-hati. Kalau masalah hati, masalah hati.
harus lebih baik. Punya pacar harus lebih keren, tapi keren gak cukup. Yang paling penting kita harus bahagia.
Listeners and RRI Net viewers, you're enjoying a music video, a song by Yura Yunita, Harus Bahagia or Must Be Happy. And hopefully the program from Voice of Indonesia, Indonesia Today, make you happier than ever, hopefully in this wonderful Wednesday, October 15, 2025. But unfortunately, Indonesia Today on RRI Net has come to an end. But don't worry, because on voanews.id and RRI Digital, we keep on airing till the next an hour approximately. So make sure you keep tuning in for more great things from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today and special on RRI Net. We broadcast sharp at 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time on rri.co.id. So I'm Rahma signing out from RRI Net broadcast for Indonesia Today, and bye for now.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRI Net.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Kita pertama ku langsung jatuh cinta, walau ku tahu kau ada pemiliknya, tapi ku tak dapat membohongi hati nurani. Ku tak dapat menghindari kecewa kecinta ini. Let's go. Maka izinkanlah aku
mencintaimu,
atau bolehkah aku sekedar
sayang padamu.
Maka maafkan jika ku
mencintaimu,
atau biarkan ku mengharap kau sayang padaku.
Look at how wrong, look at how strong.
Memang serba salah rasanya tertusuk pada cinta, apalagi ku juga ada pemiliknya. Tapi ku tak dapat membohongi hati nurani. Ku tak dapat menghindari apa? Kecewa
cinta ini.
Maka izinkanlah aku
mencintaimu,
atau bolehkanlah aku sekedar sayang padamu. Maka maafkan jika ku
mencintaimu,
atau biarkan ku mengharap kau sayang
padamu.
Play the beat in. Yeah, I want it. Yeah, I need it. Maka isinkan tapi ku tak dapat membohongi hati nurani. Ku tak dapat menghindari, tolong kecewa. Mencintaimu, atau bolehkanlah aku sekedar sayang padamu. Maka maafkan jika aku
mencintaimu
atau biarkan ku mengharapkan
sayang padamu.
Sekali lagi, maka izinkan aku atau bolehkah aku sekedar atau maafkan jika ku hanya ingin mencintaimu atau biarkan ku mengharap kau.
Terima kasih kerjasamanya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on viewernews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Struggling, and I don't know if I can take it for much time. I keep on telling you, if you do love me too, I wanna feel it from the bottom of your heart. I need more than words. Show me how you feel. I'm so insecure. Like you say you do. It's not like I don't believe in you, but I just need a little more from you to stop me questioning myself. Like, do you love me too? Am I even enough for you? I think that I'm slowly losing.